Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Tana Weingartner. Joining me this morning, as he does every Friday, is WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson. Hey, welcome, Howard.
Good morning.
Well, President Trump came to Dayton on Wednesday and visited Miami Valley Hospital, talking to victims of the Oregon District shooting and first responders. He had with him Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley and Senator Sherrod Brown, both of whom believe Trump has done nothing to stem the rise of gun violence in this country. How did that visit go?
Well, they spent a lot of time with Trump trying to convince him to do something, to try to push Mitch McConnell to have some kind of legislation in Congress. You know, he talked to some of the victims. He talked to some of the first responders. He did not go to the Oregon district, which Mayor Whaley said was a good decision because he wouldn't have been welcome there. And then this strange episode took place afterwards, when he went to El Paso, and he started criticizing the local leaders, including Whaley, including Brown, and it just ruined the whole atmosphere of the thing. I mean, he had taken along a film crew that filmed what looked like footage for a campaign commercial.
This was in Dayton.
In Dayton, and that didn't go over very well either.
Well, since that mass shooting in Dayton on Sunday that left 9 people dead, Ohio politicians have been under pressure to pass some legislation that could prevent this kind of tragedy in the future. How has Ohio Governor Mike DeWine responded?
You know, I think Mike DeWine was sort of stunned Sunday night when he went to Dayton for the vigil in the park near Oregon District, and people started shouting him down, saying, "Do something, do something." They were chanting, to the point where he couldn't speak any longer. And later he said, well, they're right. We do need to do something. And 2 days later, he comes up with a package of 17 proposals, one of which is a red flag law. He doesn't call it that, but that's what it is. It's a red flag law, which would allow the courts to step in if a person was deemed to be mentally ill and should not have a weapon and take their weapons. Now, this has been debated in the state legislature in the past, and the Republicans in the legislature, who get a lot of money from NRA, have said no, because they say that you can't take away people's guns if they haven't committed a crime.
Oh, well, so, you know, this Ohio legislature kind of has a history of passing pro-gun legislation, with DeWine also calling for some expanded background checks. What happens if the Republican leadership doesn't act on his proposals?
I think if they don't, I think this is a very big campaign issue that could help the Democrats quite a bit in 2020, from all the way from the presidential level down to the congressional level down to the state legislative level. I think I'm getting a sense here after Dayton and El Paso that public opinion is really starting to gel on this issue and come around the gun control position.
But what about, you know, Ohio Republicans, especially those in the legislature? What do you think their views are on gun regulation since the shooting?
Well, I think there's, you know, a few of them have moderated their opposition and said that, you know, there may be some things that we can do legislatively. On the congressional level, Mike Turner, the congressman from Dayton, decided that now he is opposed. He wants to ban military-style weapons, so people just can't get a hold of those weapons. Now, he also had a daughter who was in the Oregon District and across the street from the shootings when they took place. So it hit very close to home for him.
All right. Well, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, Howard.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. He joins Marianne Zalesnik each Friday, and you can read his columns at WVXU.org.